more time on my hands, but I'm missing him. I'm missing him so much.
At least you've got Rob beside you now.
Yes, I have. And he's great. Really great.
Than ringing endorsement there, perhaps. We'll be back in Ambridge just after 7 this evening. Our drama in a moment is another episode of The Interrogation, and then at 3, it's Moneybox Live with Paul Lewis.
Thanks, Charles. Have you ever received a phone call from someone who says they're from your bank telling you to act now or your money's at risk? It's a lie. The call itself is the fraud. It's called vishing, with a V. £23 million was stolen this way last year. How can you protect yourself against it? What should your bank do to stop it happening? And why is it so hard for the police to track the thieves down? If you've experienced this kind of call, let us know. 03 700 100 444. Lines are open. 03 700 100 444.
Paul, thank you. And now for another story in our detective series, The Interrogation by Roy Williams, with Kenneth Cranham as DCI Max Matthews and Alex Lanipekan as DS Sean Armitage.
The Interrogation by Roy Williams.
Celebrities. They only have themselves to blame sometimes. In fact, I would say all of the time. If you don't want to have pictures taken of you, then don't go out eating at the most popular as well as expensive restaurant in town. If you want to protect you and your family from press intrusion, then don't go selling your wedding photos to Hello magazine. Dolling yourself up to the nines in the process. I mean, hello. Now, that would be a couple of ways to stop us from taking pictures of them. Well, almost. That might just work with a few of my colleagues. Those who are way too soppy for their own good to be in this business. Their problem is they see these celebs, the movie stars, whatever you want to call them, as people. Well, they are not. They are a means to an end. My end. When I am on the scent for a picture, no power on earth is going to stop me. There isn't a celeb who's been created yet who can evade me and the power of my lens. Actually, there was one. I did almost feel sorry for her, I must admit. She was a young sort. Came off the back of one of them Swedish dramas. Got lucky by getting the lead in one of these sci-fi movie series they were developing, based on some book, I think. I don't know. These movies were cleaning up at the box office. We are talking Harry Potter money. Her face was on the side of nearly every double-decker bus in London. She was the it girl, and she couldn't get enough of us. Posing here, posing there, wherever she was, whatever she was doing, getting out of a taxi, and she was ready. As soon as those films ended, though, different story. She ended up doing some indie film about this girl living on a rough council estate, just so she could show her range as an actor. It died a death, of course. It was so bad, it didn't even bother going to DVD. Straight to online demand it was. If it wasn't for her famous soap star boyfriend, we wouldn't bother taking pictures of her. We were all camped outside her flat, like usual, but the word coming from her publicist was that she wasn't coming out at all. A self-imposed exile or some crap they were coming out with. Now, after about a week or so, most of my colleagues would have taken the hint and moved on to some other celeb that they could get snaps of. But I'm not like most colleagues. I like to see things through. I hold on for a couple more days. And just when I was about to give up, move on to pastures new, I see her sneaking out of her flat, wearing a baseball cap and sunglasses. I knew it was her. I can always tell, no matter how hard they try to disguise themselves, especially the women. I'm pursuing her all the way down to the high street and into the local Tesco's. Camera on, I'm snapping away. There will always be a magazine somewhere wanting pictures of a celeb shopping. All I have to do is listen to their soppy pleas of, oh, leave me alone, please. I see from the corner of my eye what she's been putting into her shopping basket. One whole chorizo, bag of chicken bites, a pot of pineapple yogurt and a prawn cocktail spread. Weird food. What kind of a woman eats weird food? Right there and then, she morphed into the biggest pound sign. Do you have any idea how much mags and papers would pay for the first pictures of my girl, Preggers? She looked at me like she knew that I knew. She then starts going into one, begging me to leave her alone. She's only going shopping. She doesn't want the public knowing about her pregnancy until the 3-month mark. Then she starts crying like they always do. I stop taking pictures of her. Not because of her river of tears, because my battery died. Note to oneself, Riz, always charge your battery. She keeps on going about wanting me to stop. I goes, sorry, love, that is never going to happen. I'm just doing what you're doing, darling, earning a crust. That is all there is to it. So just drop the tears, yeah? Because you'd better believe you have not seen the last of me. I mean, honestly.
Oh, my God.
There's something wrong, man? Sean, right?
Yeah, Sean. Is that what I think it is?
My bookshelf?
No. It's what's on it. Is that really what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
Well, I think it's an Academy Award. An Oscar.
And you would be right. That is indeed my Oscar.
Wow.
For Best Supporting Actor in 2006.
Right, of course, for that Western you did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Thank you, Sean.
For what?
That is your second wow in as many minutes.
Say, would you like to hold it?
Would I?
Not a problem, man, as long as you're careful.
Thanks.
When you are quite ready, Sean.
Oh, come on, Max, just a second.
Not a problem. Take your time.
Ooh, wow.
Another one. God help me.
What they say is true.
And what is it that they say, Sean?
That these things are blooming heavy, man. Not now they carry them off a stage.
By then, you're so buzzing, thanking everyone, you don't have time to think.
Oh, hey, Max, come here.
No, thank you.
You have to feel how heavy this thing is, mate.
And ruin your moment of fun.
But it's an Oscar.
Yeah, I know what it is. I'm not blind.
God, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance, Max. You're telling me you're going to pass this up? You really don't want to hold one of these?
For your information, I already have.
You what? Say that again?
Sorry, Sean, but if you don't mind me asking, perhaps you might get back to why we are visiting Mr. James.
Yeah, it's Derek, please.
It is to do with your recent break-in. Is that correct, Mr. James?
I don't know. It could be. Yes, it was. It did seem kind of weird.
How exactly?
Well, like when I told your other guys, the ones who checked for fibers and dusted for prints, it did not feel like a simple break-in to me.
Oh, is that right, Mr. James? This did not feel like a simple break-in to you.
Max.
The kitchen was smashed, for sure, but here's the thing.
Oh, I'm always dying to hear the thing.
My iPad was lying there on the kitchen table, right where I left it. There's okay. No way the burglar could not have seen it. But what kind of burglar would pass up taking an iPad? I mean, not quite your run-of-the-mill type, huh? In the study, my TV was just sitting there. Strange, right?
It is unusual, Mr. James, I'll give you that.
So you believe someone broke in for another reason?
Right, that is what I'm thinking.
Who?
Sorry, man?
I said, and please don't call me man. Who would go to that much trouble, Mr. James?
Well, I was hoping you guys would be the ones figuring that out.
Right, let's start from the beginning, shall we? You came home.
Right, from my movie premiere, Jack
Colson. Just the facts, please, Mr. James.
Just the facts, ma'am. Dragnet? TV show from the 50s?
Like I said, Mr. James.
You just want the facts.
If you could be so kind.
Got it, no problem. It's funny, but I've been living in this country for almost 5 years and I'm only beginning to understand you guys at all.
You said you came home, Mr. James.
My girlfriend called me to say there was a break-in.
She was here when it happened.
No, she wasn't well. She went to the store. When she came back, she found a place like this. Mm-hmm. I got here as soon as I could. Saw the mess in the kitchen, same deal in my bedroom, everything turned over.
I'm sure nothing was taken?
Yes. Now, if I was a kid, I would have taken things. I mean, it stands to reason, right?
Kid?
Sorry, what?
You said kid, Mr. James.
Yeah, I know what I said.
Well, what makes you think it was a kid?
Well, I don't know. I guessed, I assumed.
Right, well, thank you for bringing this to our attention, Derek.
Yes, thank you, Mr. James. Most appreciate it.
So I will hear from you guys, right? Soon.
Yes, Mr. James, you will be hearing from us soon.
Because your boss, your superintendent, right, he...
Yeah, that's right, Derek.
He did say, well, actually, he promised I would have your full cooperation.
I believe that is what you are having, Mr. James, but pardon us if we do have more pressing cases.
Whoa, pressing?
Sorry, what was that?
You said pressing cases.
And what of it?
Well, you clearly don't believe this case is important.
I don't recall saying that.
But you said pressing, right?
You know, Mr. James, it might be best if you left the questioning to the likes of us.
Well, sorry, I don't mean to sound like I am telling you how to do your job.
Of course not. Not a problem, Derek.
It's just that I've been playing Jack Colton for so long.
Yeah, right.
Five movies, a sixth in development as we speak.
Six?
Yes, very good.
Sometimes I can't help but sound like a cop.
Well, rest assured, Mr. James, you do not sound like one at all to me.
Max.
Oh, it's okay. Look, man.
Man.
You done it now. Mate.
Please refrain from calling me man, Mr. James.
I don't mean to step on anyone's toes. I'm just saying this all seems a little funky to me.
Well, to us as well, sir. Well, I don't suppose you've got any idea who might have done it?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Huh? You do?
Yes.
Would you mind explaining to me why you did not mention this before?
Before, I thought it was a simple break-in.
No, I mean now. Why didn't you tell us this information from the moment you opened the door and let us in?
Well, I didn't think of it at the time.
Evidently. May I suggest you don't make a habit of that, Mr. James?
Anyway, the point is you're telling us now, right, Derek?
Right.
And we appreciate that, don't we, Max?
If you like.
Why don't you tell us who you think it might be, Derek?
I think it's one of those paparazzi guys. I get them outside sometimes. Well, most of the time, whenever there's a movie opening, I have a restraining order on some of them. They're not allowed to be within 20 yards of me.
And you're concerned that maybe one of them's broken in?
These guys would sell their mother, do anything to get a picture. Mm. I'm thinking, what if one of these guys came into my house looking for something that would make a great picture and then a great story? And then make it look like a break-in to cover their tracks?
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry, I'm doing it again, right?
What might that be?
Well, I'm sounding like a cop again.
Perhaps you should stop doing that. Just a thought.
Right, what was all that then?
What was what? What you going on about?
Back with Derek James is what I'm going on about.
Well, I might ask you the same question, Sean.
Yes, Derek. No, Derek.
What, are you saying I was sucking up to him?
Is that a trick question, Sean?
Because I wasn't, all right? I wasn't sucking up to him.
Sean, in all my life, I've never seen anyone's nose go so far up someone else's backside.
You know what? Just drive, yeah?
That was you and your nose 5 minutes ago.
Oh, and this was you 5 minutes ago. Just stick to the facts, Mr. James. You were rude, man.
I'm not rude.
You, Max, you were so
rude.
I'm
doing my job. It is something you might want to try sometime.
Oh, ouch. You really don't like Americans, do you?
No, who said I didn't like Americans?
You!
I never said I didn't like Americans.
Say that again?
You heard.
Oh, you're such a little liar.
Less of the little.
All right then, you're a big fat liar.
Where's your proof?
Proof?
When have I ever said I didn't like Americans?
Oh, now, let me just think about it. This is a tricky one. Perhaps every single day for the last 3.5 years?
You want to do something with your hearing, Sean?
Get out. There's nothing wrong with my hearing.
I've never said I don't like Americans.
Oh, Max, you need to stop the car right here.
I shall stop when I like.
You're embarrassing yourself.
I've never said I didn't like Americans.
You know what? Let's just change the subject.
I would never say I didn't like Americans. I mean, that'd be racist, wouldn't it? Can't have that now, can
you? Oh, no, I never said you were racist.
And I never said I didn't like Americans.
All right, then, I'm sorry I brought it up. Life is too short.
It is, yeah. Yanks, I do not like, not Americans.
Yanks?
Yes.
Not Americans?
No.
Just Yanks?
Exactly.
Okay then. I'm waiting.
For what?
For you to explain it to me.
Explain what to you, nunk?
Nunk?
Yeah.
What on earth's a nunk?
A nunk is what you are, Sean.
But what is it?
You nunk.
Okay then.
So, what would you like me to explain then, nunk?
You don't mind Americans? But you cannot abide Yanks.
Correct.
And what have these Yanks ever done to you, Max?
To me, not a thing.
So why?
I would be glad to tell you if you'd kindly sew your mouth up for a minute. It's not me, but what they've done to the whole of mankind.
Right then. Well, I know I will regret this, but what have they done to the whole of mankind?
Yanks invented chewing gum. Yanks eat hot dogs. Yanks have done nothing but bastardise the English language for hundreds of years. Yanks invented baseball, a game to this day I do not understand. Baseball season is called the World Series, never mind the enormous fact they are the only sods in the world are in it.
I thought the Japanese were into baseball. They've got leagues and everything,
don't
they?
All right, the Japanese, they're my mistake. You know what else Yanks are?
Tell me.
Loud, coarse, vulgar, flipping arrogant.
And the Americans, Max. I am so dying to hear this, by the way. What is so good and different about the Americans?
Americans, now, patriotic. They're loyal, friendly, kind, passionate.
Passionate?
Americans work hard, and most importantly...
Drum roll.
They embrace success. In fact, success is not treated like a dirty word over there. Oh. So, there you have it, my friend. The difference between an American and a Yank. Understand?
Not one word of it. I'm surprised that you come out with the word passionate, though. What's that about?
Never you mind.
Passionate? All I'm saying was, you could have been a little nicer to the man.
Why would I want to do that?
Don't tell me, because he's a Yank?
And I am a DI and you are a DS. I mean, what on earth were you doing dealing with a burglary?
Well, it's Derek James, Max. Hollywood superstar.
If he's so Hollywood, what is he doing living here?
He was here when he made that war movie a few years back. You know, what's it called? And he said he fell in love with England and wanted to stay.
I didn't ask for his life story, Sean. I've seen some of his films. He's not all that.
What?
I mean, what? He's no Tom Cruise now, is he?
He has an Oscar, Max. And you didn't even want to hold it.
I told you.
Yeah, you said you'd held one before. So when was that then?
The wife and I went on holiday a few years back to LA. We took one of those film tours they advertise.
Oh, look.
Yeah? You can get your picture taken with an Oscar.
It's not exactly the same thing, is it, Max?
I never said it was. That time with the wife was enough for me. If you weren't so busy brown-nosing him all the time back there, you might have noticed something.
Oh, yeah, like what? School me then.
Well, the Oscar you were holding, or should I say, drooling over.
You can have stuck with that any time of the day would be nice.
Why didn't they take it? Whoever it was that broke in, why didn't they help themselves to that, as well as the iPad, TV and most of everything else? Derek James is on to something about that.
Ooh, not bad for a Yank, eh, Max?
They see the Oscar along with everything else, yet instead of taking it, they throw it across the room. It all feels a little...
Little what? Come on, spit it out.
Well, I don't know. The only word that comes to mind is...
What?
Personal. Yeah. The kitchen and the living room are a right mess. Turned over, like he said, as well as the bedroom.
Yeah, well, where are you going with this, Max?
Well, they had all that time to do that, even though the alarm was going off.
Yeah, I must admit, it does all sound a little funky.
Funky? Did you say funky?
Or let me guess, something a Yank would say.
Yeah, definitely. Don't let it happen again.
Fine, it does sound a little suspicious. Is that better?
Much better, thank you.
All right, then. Talk to this girlfriend of his, yeah? Sooner the better.
And then... We've done our bit. We have made a fuss, as per the super's orders. After this, we get back to what we do best, solving real crimes. Mm-hmm. Real crimes that matter. If you don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that at all, Max.
Well, that's nice to hear, Sean. Very nice indeed. So... How are you doing there, Tara?
I'm fine, thanks. A little tired.
I can imagine.
Well, it must be disconcerting to have all those paparazzi parked outside your flat.
It's all right. I'm used to it. I'm always seen out with him. That is why you asked me to come in.
Of course it is. All this must seem a little surreal to you, Tara, dating a movie star.
You have no idea.
Why don't you tell us?
Sorry?
Oh, you said you got no idea, so...
Well, tell us, Tara. Yeah. Tell us what we have no idea about.
If you're sure.
Yeah, we're sure.
OK. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it at first.
Believe what?
That it was Derek James.
Where were you?
At Maximus, nightclub in town. It was Frida's hen night, my best mate. She had a cousin who worked at the front door who would let us in for nothing.
Well, that was good of him.
Well, a special kind of club, was it, Tara?
You mean you haven't heard of Maximus?
Oh, my club-going days are a thing of the past, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's the where-to-go-to club in the West End. Anyways, Frida was always bragging about how many celebs and Premier League footballers go there and how her cousin worked on the front door and he was always saying he could get us in. Got to the point where we got fed up with Frida going on and on about it, so we said, right, time to walk the walk, get your cousin to get us in. So he did.
Is that where you met him?
Not at first. We were just having a good night, then all of a sudden the camera bulbs were flashing crazy by the entrance door and loads of people were getting shoved to the side and there he was, large as life, Derek Bleeding James. It's weird to say, but I didn't think it was him at first.
Why is that?
I don't know, just didn't think it could happen. My luck of all nights meeting him. He'd sent one of his blokes, his entourage, to come over to us and invite us to join him in his private booth. He then spent the next 10 minutes trying to convince us he really was who he said he was.
How did he manage to convince you, Tara?
I got him to say a line from one of his films. Now, I have every one of his movies on box set. I know every scene. I know how he says all of his best lines. So if he really was a real deal, I would know. I just would. So I had him do one of his best lines from Jack Colton 2. You know where he's pointing his gun at the terrace when they're all both alone on top of the building and he says to him, do you want it in the head or the chest? That is what I had him say. Head or chest. As soon as he said it, it was no debate. He was Derek James, all right.
Know what?
We talked, we danced. Oh, you don't really want to know the rest, do you?
No, Tara, that will not be necessary.
Good, because I don't think I would be into sharing all that with you.
Yeah, you can rest easy now, can't you?
I suppose after that, I suppose you could say we're a couple. It wasn't just about me following him round. He would come to a lot of my photo shoots. He said he could help, offered him to get me a better agent, get me on front cover of Vogue and stuff. Could be a proper model at last.
Did he help you?
Yeah. I'm getting better gigs than I ever did before I met him. I didn't use him. I like him. I really like him. We have a lot of fun.
So, Tara, you and Derek James are quite close. Is that right, love?
Yeah, very close.
I'd imagine you spend a lot of time in his home.
Quite a bit. Well, you have seen where he lives. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really nice.
As you say, gorgeous.
Must feel like a second home.
Well, it is.
You must have your own toothbrush in his bathroom.
Of course.
You must have a key.
Naturally.
You know the alarm code?
Sorry?
The alarm code, Tara. We assume you know it.
Seeing as this is your second home.
Tara?
You know the current alarm code, Tara?
Derek changes the alarm every other week. He's quite religious about it.
That is not what we asked you.
Yeah, we just want to know if you know the current alarm code.
Yeah.
So, before the break-in, you knew what the code was?
Yes.
Did you tell anyone else the alarm code, Tara?
No, I swear to God I didn't do that.
Then what did you do, Tara?
Beg your pardon?
He said, what did you do?
Nothing.
You might as well tell us, you know.
What? There is nothing to tell.
All right, let's go back a little, yeah? Derek James was attending a movie premiere on a night of the burglary, yeah?
Correct.
Why didn't you go?
I had a cold.
We have witnesses who say they saw you leave the apartment.
To get some Lemsip from the supermarket.
And according to your original statement, you came back to find the apartment ransacked?
That's right.
But who was the guy, Tara?
What guy?
The guy witnesses say they saw you arguing with outside the apartment building when you came back from the supermarket.
A guy, according to our witnesses, you had let in.
Tara?
Anything you care to say, Tara?
Tara.
You may as well tell us.
Tell you what? I don't know what you're going on about.
Well, just tell us who it is, Tara.
You think I had something to do with this, don't you?
Do you?
Do you have something to do with this, Tara?
Because you've been acting extremely anxious since you came in and sat down.
Like you have something to say or something to get off your mind?
No.
Why don't you tell us?
Please.
You'll feel a lot better.
I will never feel better about this.
Tara, do you wish to have a solicitor present?
It's not his fault, you know.
Who?
It's my fault.
Who are you talking about, Tara?
Rizwan Bashir.
Who's he, Tara?
Boyfriend?
No, well, he was.
What do you mean he was?
We went out with each other when we were at school and afterwards, you know.
No, we don't know, Tara.
How about you tell us?
We were teenagers. We thought we knew it all. We thought we'd be with each other forever.
But you grew out of it.
Yeah.
But this Riz was different.
He'd be going round telling everyone that we were still together for years. The entire estate where we grew up thought we were still together, that one day we'd get married. Mr. and Mrs. is what they used to call us. I had to get out. Not just because of him, but to get a better life for myself, that's all. To be a top model. My life's dream.
This Riz, has he been following you? Stalking you?
Sometimes I don't hear from him for weeks. Months, even. As soon as I get comfortable, he shows up and it starts all over again. Takes me weeks to get rid of him again. He's always coming out with some rubbish about he's only doing his job. I have to understand that. But I know why. He still loves me. It's in his eyes. He can't let go.
His job? What do you mean by that, Tara? What is his job?
Didn't I say?
No, you didn't.
He's a photographer. Paparazzi.
Ah.
Yeah.
Gov, can I have a word?
Excuse me.
Is there something wrong?
Tara, when did you last see Derek James?
Yesterday morning. Why?
He's gone missing, that's why.
Oh, my God. What's Riz done now? What is he doing to me?
Leading Hollywood actor Derek James was reported missing after failing to return to his London home on the 19th of May. Police have released a statement from Derek James' agent and publicist, who say they continue to hope that he will be found safe. They would like to thank the members of the public who have assisted in the search for Derek James and for the messages of support.
Tara. You mean Tara Wilson?
Mm.
Is that who you're talking about?
So you do know her, Riz? Well, that saves a lot of time.
Of course I know her. We were at school together. We both grew up on the same estate.
She says the two of you were quite an item back in the day.
Yes, yeah, we were, for a while.
So what happened then, can you say?
Nothing much. Just life, you know. We just grew apart, that's all, as well as up.
Up?
Grew up. Yeah, that's what we did. So what's she been saying? That had something to do with Derek James's disappearance, because I didn't.
She says you were camped outside his residence for days, Riz.
Yeah, me and about 30 others. Do you have any idea how much a Derek James picture is worth?
Tara says she let you into the house, Riz.
Did she?
Yes, she did. She claims that you were begging her to let you come inside, take pictures, just a few, according to her, and that you would leave her alone.
Is that right, Riz?
Maybe it is.
Please, don't say maybe, Riz. I hate it when people say maybe. I really hate it. It's like they're too scared to tell the truth. You heard what I said? What I asked now, is it true or isn't it?
Riz, now would be a good time.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now we're getting somewhere.
So you admit to harassing Tara Wilson?
I wouldn't put it like that.
Then how?
How would you put it, Riz?
What's part of the game?
What game?
When Tara split from me, or should I say when she realised there was nothing left of me for her to strip me of and couldn't get away fast enough, I was gutted. Torn apart, opened up, if I'm being honest.
Oh, please, be honest, Riz.
We are coppers, Riz. We love honesty.
It wasn't easy, but I got over it. You know, I moved on. I picked up a camera and decided to do something with it. You see, all these celebs, they love getting their picture taken. When I heard how much you could get for a few snaps, I was in.
So what does this have to do with Tara and the disappearance of Derek James?
Because I couldn't believe it when I saw her with him arm in arm. And my little Tara getting involved with a so-called Hollywood superstar.
So-called, Riz?
A figure of speech.
Of what?
Well, he's not in Hollywood, is he? He lives here. So why is he called a Hollywood superstar? Anyhow, look, my tutor always used to say to me at college that what makes an excellent picture is getting close to the subject as much as possible.
Is that what you were doing, Riz?
Getting close
to the subject?
In this case, Tara and Derek.
Maybe.
Now, Riz, what have I told you already about that word?
Yes, I mean, yes.
Good. That means we know exactly what you were saying.
Well, by letting me in, Tara was giving me untold access to Derek. I love myself so much it hurts James.
So, you're not a fan then, Riz?
No.
Well, you really think that he's going to be remembered by anyone in 20 years? Like, I don't know, Denzel Washington or Tom Hanks?
Maybe.
Who knows?
It's funny how you're remembering him in the past tense, however.
You know what I mean?
No, Riz, I don't.
His last movie, yeah? The one they spent a shedload on. It only managed to make 20 million in the box office on its opening weekend. That is what I mean.
Well, that's not exactly a definition of failure, is it, Riz?
It is if your movie before that one made 40 million in its opening weekend without breaking a sweat.
Well, if he is on the way out, why take pictures of him?
Why are you harassing Tara?
I wasn't harassing Tara. I would never do that.
Because you care about her.
Oh, OK. I see what you're trying to do.
Which is what, Riz?
Trip me up, catch me out.
Trip you up about what, Riz?
Catch you out about what, Riz?
Have you done something, Riz?
No, not at all. No, I'm just answering your questions. This isn't about Tara. This is about Derek James.
Tara says you keep showing up at places where she would be.
I'm paparazzi, mate.
Yeah, but Riz, according to Tara, you've been doing this on and off for years, long before she had even met Derek James.
I told you. It took me a while to get over her.
No, you didn't.
Well, I meant to. I picked up a camera and got on with my life. I told you. It's not my fault. She decided to be a model, date movie stars, go to nightclubs and all that. Look, I used her. I let out some of that guff about me still loving her, how hurt I was that she'd left me like that. I did all of that. Said all of that just so that I could get into the flat, you see?
So you could take pictures.
Right, exactly.
So why did you decide to trash his home, Riz?
I didn't. That was Tara's idea.
And why would she suggest that?
I was lifting things up, not putting them back where they should be, you know, things like that. Tara, she was getting well anxious about it. She was terrified Derek James would know there was someone here and that it was her that had let them in. You know, she was mad about it, off her head.
She said it was you, Riz, that you trashed the flat.
No.
That was a quick one, that no.
Yeah, like you knew the question was coming, Riz.
Like you prepared, Riz.
What I'm saying is the truth.
Maybe.
I thought you didn't like that word.
I don't like people who use that word.
People like you, Riz.
What, you mean suspects?
Suspects of what, Riz?
Yeah. You said you haven't done anything.
I haven't.
Tara wanted you gone. Because you were going too far, looking into places you shouldn't. Cupboards.
Wardrobes. Desks, which was not agreed.
Well, what did she expect? I was in. I couldn't help myself.
Yes, you couldn't help opening the drawers to Derek James's desk. You couldn't help but find a small bag of cocaine that was stashed there.
Oh, yeah, a movie star with a coke habit. Shock horror.
Ah, it's funny you should say that, Riz.
Yeah, the shock horror bit.
Because that is exactly what you were.
Shocked and horrified. Drugs, not Tara.
Your beautiful, gorgeous Tara.
The one person.
The only person.
That you would lie in front of a bus for.
Years ago, not now.
No, Riz, now. You would do it for her now.
Because you still love her.
You're obsessed with her.
You're so wrong, both of you.
She said you were crazed, Riz.
That you went into a mad rage. Derek James turning your beloved Tara...
She's not my beloved.
...into an addict.
Oh, come on.
No, Riz, you, come on.
Where are the pictures, Riz?
What pictures?
The pictures of drugs found at the home of Derek James. Now, I'm no expert, but wouldn't that be worth something?
Oh, yeah? But then I would have to explain how I took it, how I got in. Now, I'm no expert, but I think that might be illegal. A snap of coke on a table is nothing. If I had one of Derek James snorting up his nose, well, then, different story. So I could retire and buy myself a small island with that picture.
Then why did you want to get into the house, then?
Oh, I told you!
You wanted access to Derek James, and you used Tara to do it.
That's right. Tara let me in.
But what was the point? If all you wanted was a photo of Derek James taking drugs, what was the point of going to his home when he wasn't there?
Unless Tara was the point.
Was she, Riz?
Was Tara really the point of this, Riz?
You flew into a rage when you saw the drugs, didn't you, Riz? You trashed his home, threw his Oscar across the room.
You're so crazed, Tara had to set the alarm off just to get you
but
out.
You were not done with Derek James, were you, Riz?
Not by a long shot.
Where is he, Riz? What have you done with him?
Nothing!
Just tell us. You want to tell us? It's dripping off you, son.
It's Tara you should be having words with, not me.
The same Tara you love.
I do not love her. But you're barking up the wrong tree again. Love her. I hate her.
Why is that?
Why do you hate her, Riz?
Come on. Please, tell us.
It was always me that had to help her out, you know? Get her out of trouble. Lending her money, giving her lifts, driving her around whenever she had to get somewhere. Smart, dependable Riz. Lovely, sweet Riz. Sweet. What bloke in their right mind wants to be called sweet? All she ever did was squeeze the life out of me. I was gutted, as I keep saying, but I moved on. Now, I'm a photographer, and a bleeding good one. I get close to my subject, and I don't stop. I don't need her, except to sell a picture. End of. She's the one who came blazing into my life, not the other way round. Not this time.
When you clapped eyes on her again, you couldn't help yourself, could you?
Oh, Will you please listen to me?
We're listening, Riz.
We're listening to every word.
But hear us out for a moment. You took one look at her.
At Tara.
I know that.
Arm in arm with Derek James.
The Derek James.
Oh, give me strength.
And all of those feelings you had for her came rushing back, didn't they, Riz?
I was doing my job, all right?
You tried to fight those feelings.
But it didn't work, did it?
I think you trashed the house for two reasons, Riz. Would you like to hear them?
Go for it. Knock yourself out.
You were angry because you saw the drugs.
Incensed, even.
And then you thought, she's doing it again, using you.
Sweet, dependable Riz.
To help her out.
I was helping myself. I'm not that man anymore.
What, sweet, dependable Riz?
That's right.
I think you are Riz.
Do I care?
Fight it all you like, son, but sweet, dependable Riz is still in there, I think.
Well, you know, tell that to the film and telly stars I take pictures of on a daily basis. They'll tell you how I never leave them alone, don't give them a moment of peace until I get what I want. Ask them. They'll tell you what I'm like a pit bull. Ask them.
We don't need to ask them, Riz.
Tara has been giving us all we need. Now, you were yelling, screaming at her, accusing her of messing with your head. You had to do something. You had to let it out. I understand. I really do. We both do, right, Sean?
Completely, Max.
You were so crazy you didn't even hear Tara say to you that the drugs were hers, not Derek James's, hers. You didn't leave until she told you what you wanted to hear, that the drugs were his.
You know what? You two can say all you like, but you can't prove it. It's her word against mine.
It's funny you should say that, Riz, because the truth is, we don't really care if we can prove it or not.
If this was any person other than Derek James, we'd care a whole lot less, to be honest.
We just want to know what happened to him.
Well, after you left, when Tara threw you out, did you go back then, Riz?
Or did you wait outside?
Is that when you took him, Riz?
Did you take him outside, Riz?
Riz, hello.
I don't think I've got much left to say to you two.
It's all right, but we have plenty left we have to say to you. Mm. We can't prove any of this. In fact, we do not have enough to charge you with anything. You get up. You can walk out of this room and there is nothing we can do to stop you.
Well, there you have it then. Thank you, gents. It's been emotional.
But I always know, Riz, in my gut, when there's something wrong, and there is something very wrong here, Riz, something wrong with you. You have the look of someone who is way over their head with something. Something is bearing down at them, taunting them, wherever they go, twisting you up in knots, and it will keep doing that until you decide no more. And you just want to let it go.
You need to let it go, Riz. Of Tara, of everything.
I'd like to ask you one more time, Riz. You don't have to answer, like I said. You're free to go. But if you lie to us...
And we will find out, Riz, make no mistake about that.
We will come back, and when we do, it won't be pleasant at all for you.
Do you understand us, Riz?
I think I'm getting there.
Good.
Well, come on then, what's the question?
Where is he, Riz?
Where is Derek James?
Riz?
What?
Come on, son.
My mum passed away 2 years back. She had cancer of the stomach, real bad.
Riz, we need an answer, son.
I'm giving it to you. I was her only child. Dad left the house to her. I was the only child, she left it to me. It's one of those old Victorian houses with a cellar.
A cellar?
You see what I'm getting at now?
So, you admit to abducting Derek James?
It would seem.
Well, then it seems we're going to have to charge him.
If you're going to do it, then do it.
First, your mother's house, Riz. What's the address? You need to write it down for us.
He's not dead, if that's what you're thinking. I'm crazy, but not stupid.
I'm pleased to hear it.
You came to your senses.
I just wanted to scare him, show him that he's not all that.
To Tara?
Is that who you wanted to show?
She told me the drugs were his.
She told you that to get rid of you, Riz.
You are under arrest, Riz. Do you understand?
Why did she have to come back into my life? No, I was doing all right. I was doing all right. I'm a blinding pap. You should see me.
We believe you, Riz.
Nobody gets the snaps the way I do. No one gets it between the teeth the way I do. Nobody.
So you found him then, Derek James?
Yep, all tied up, alone and freezing in the cellar, just as Riz had said. He was telling the truth. I don't think he had any intention of killing him.
Afterwards, maybe, but when he grabbed him and threw him down a cellar, I'm not so sure.
Well, Derek James said he left a bottle of water for him.
Oh, that was kind of him. I worked it out, by the way.
Worked out what?
You going on about there being differences between Yanks and Americans?
Oh, your poor little brain, Sean, did it hurt?
What's her name?
I beg your pardon?
Her name, Max. The woman you have been seeing. What is her name?
That is some imagination you have there, son.
I didn't hear you denying it.
That is because there is nothing to deny.
And she's American.
Sean?
She's American. I bet my house on it. That is why you were going on about them being so passionate the other day.
Who?
Americans. Right or wrong, come on, old man, give it up.
Hey, less of the old before you get a slap.
Right or wrong?
Sean, you're not just barking up the wrong tree, you're in the wrong forest. There isn't anyone.
But there was, right or wrong.
Will you please stop saying that? You sound more like a detective constable as opposed to a detective sergeant.
Well, what I hope is the last time, right or wrong.
No, you are not wrong. Happy?
I knew it.
You know nothing, and it's not funny.
I never said it was, mate.
Just leave it out.
Max, come on.
I mean it, Sean.
So do I. What do you take me for? I'm happy for you, can't you tell?
There is nothing to be happy about.
Are you sure?
It didn't go anywhere. We're just friends.
It didn't go anywhere, but you're just friends.
Exactly.
Well, which one is it, Max?
Both. We are friends, Sean.
But before you were something else?
Oh, Sean, do you mind?
It's all right. You don't have to go into exact details. I'd sleep a whole lot better tonight if you didn't, actually. But at some point, you and her were more than friends.
Don't say right or wrong to me again. And you've got a serious slap coming your way.
Yes or no?
Just leave it alone, Sean, please.
No, I won't leave it alone. What happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
When you said Americans were passionate, you meant her?
None of your business. That is as far as I'm willing to go on this subject.
Am I allowed to ask how you met? Well, come on, what harm can that do?
At the hospital.
I didn't know you'd been in hospital.
When you were in hospital, you nunk.
And there's that word again, nunk.
We met in the chapel when I was, you know...
praying for me.
Something like that, yeah. Her sister was being treated for cancer. We got talking.
One thing led to another.
Oh, don't be vulgar.
I'm not.
You're going to cop an unfortunate one in a minute.
But something did happen.
Yeah, all right, yes.
So why are you just friends then?
Because that is the way I want it, all right?
I'm not sure I quite understand that.
When you spent 25 years being married to the same woman... then you'll understand.
Nobody's asking you to marry the woman, Max. You're not asking...
Hillary
to replace your wife. She may not even want to. I just want you to be happy. You should call her.
I do call her.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
How often do you call her?
Every now and then.
Every now and then?
Yes, nose ointment, every now and then. Like I said, we are friends.
Well, call her again. If not today, this week.
I'll give your mouth a rest any time now, Sean.
Where's the harm?
There's no harm.
Exactly, so call her. Let her find out for herself what a miserable old git you really are.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Yep, that is it. Now, on to more important matters. I am going to watch Arsenal fresh United in the pub. Want to come?
Yeah, you go on. I'll catch up.
I can wait for you if you want.
No, I don't want to. I'm making a call.
Oh, you still got a number then? Good for you.
Go away, Sean. That's an order. Mine's a pint.
See you in a bit.
Good evening. May I speak with Hillary Malcolm, please? Oh, I see. Well, could you tell... actually, I will call back later. No message? Yeah, I'm sure. Thank you. Goodbye.
Ah.
In The Interrogation by Roy Williams. Max was played by Kenneth Cranham. Sean by Alex Lanapekin. Riz by Nabil El-Wahabi. Tara by Joanna Horton. Derek by Chris Pavlo. And the reporter by Stephen Critchlow. The director was Mary Peet.
And you can hear Max and Sean investigate another case next Wednesday at the same time. After the news, there's Real Crime on Moneybox Live.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The Queen has thanked the public for the touching messages she's received on becoming the longest reigning British monarch. She's passed the 63 years and 7 months served by Queen Victoria. In the Commons, MPs have been paying their tributes. David Cameron said her selfless sense of service and duty had earned her unparalleled respect and admiration around the world. And the acting Labour leader, Harriet Harman, said her life had been a great sweep of British history.
Her reign spans profound changes in all respects, in work life, family life, our communities and technology. She's gone from sending telegrams to sending tweets. At a time of so much change, her reign is the reassurance of continuity, a defining feature of this country, both at home and abroad.
The European Commission has said the EU should welcome a total of 160,000 refugees this year, and member states would be told how many they would each have to accept. The UKIP leader Nigel Farage told the European Parliament that the Islamic State group was using the refugee crisis to get jihadists into Europe. The chairman of the Iraq inquiry, Sir John Chilcot, has said he's received the final outstanding response from those criticised in his draft report. He says he'll write to the Prime Minister as soon as he can to outline a timetable for the publication of his findings. Detectives investigating a murder they say was carried out by members of the Provisional IRA have arrested three prominent Republicans, including Sinn Féin's Northern Chairman Bobby Storey. The killing has caused a political crisis at Stormont. Unionists say the power-sharing executive cannot continue because Sinn Féin denies that the IRA still exists. The High Court has heard that a row over the ownership of a 1950s Ferrari could cost more than £8 million in legal fees. An American billionaire, Leslie Wexner, paid nearly £11 million for the car last year at Bonham's auction house in London. Several other people have since claimed to have an interest in the vehicle. BBC News.
Dr. Mark Porter is here in half an hour with Inside Health, but right now it's time for Moneybox Live with Paul Lewis.
Hello and welcome to the first Moneybox Live of our new series. And today we're looking at fraud, particularly one kind of bank fraud called vishing. That's with a V. Criminals call up pretending to be from your bank or credit card firm, a place you trust. They convince you there's a problem with your own account, perhaps an attempted fraud, which you need to resolve. And resolving it is eventually done by moving the money from your account to a safe account, which one, of course, they control. At that point, the money disappears. And it's called vishing because it's all done over the phone. It's the voice equivalent of online phishing. And £23 million is said to have been lost by it last year. Well, on Moneybox last Saturday, we heard from Narges Shajaji, who lost £12,000, though unusually it has now been repaid by the banks involved. Moneybox understands an arrest has been made in that case, so we can't go back over the details. So today, we're looking at the methods used by people to convince complete strangers to trust them so much they part with thousands of pounds. We'll also be asking, how can people just make money disappear?